You know that nagging feeling when an important task sits on your list day after day, mocking your good intentions? That's not laziness. It's your brain running ancient software in a modern world. Procrastination has quietly stolen more dreams than failure ever could. Yet we treat it as a minor character flaw rather than the serious obstacle it truly is. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Every time you promise yourself, "I'll start tomorrow," you're betting on a fantasy version of yourself who doesn't exist. That future you, the one who's suddenly disciplined, energized, and ready, never shows up. Why? Because tomorrow's you faces the exact same brain chemistry, the same fears, and the same resistance as today's you. The only difference is you've now added guilt to the mix. Your brain evolved to conserve energy and avoid risk. When faced with challenging work, it sounds alarm bells. This might fail. This requires too much effort. This feels uncomfortable. These warnings once kept our ancestors alive, but now they sabotage our goals. We've become masters at disguising this primal avoidance as rational thinking. I need more information first. I'll work better after organizing my desk. These aren't plans. They're sophisticated excuses your protective brain manufactures to keep you safe from potential disappointment. The real damage goes deeper than unfinished tasks. Chronic procrastination creates persistent background anxiety that poisons even your downtime. You can't fully relax because the weight of what remains undone hovers in your consciousness. Worse, each broken promise to yourself erodes self-trust, the foundation of all confidence. Over time, you begin believing a devastating story. "I'm just someone who doesn't follow through." This becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy that grows stronger with each postponed action. Imagine cooking in a kitchen buried under dirty dishes. That's your mind attempting important work while juggling unfinished tasks. These open loops, unresolved tasks processing constantly in your mental background, create psychological static that makes focus nearly impossible. Each unanswered email, unpaid bill, avoided conversation, or half-finished project consumes mental bandwidth. Your brain refuses to let these items go until they're properly addressed, creating a vicious cycle. The more unfinished tasks you accumulate, the harder completing any of them becomes. The solution lies in completion consciousness, deliberately finishing what you start. Choose one significant task weighing on you and commit to 100% completion. Not good enough for now, but genuinely done. Each completed task releases dopamine that creates positive momentum. Create a comprehensive inventory of all your open loops, everything incomplete in your life. This externalization immediately reduces cognitive load by transferring items from internal memory to an external system. Then methodically work through this list, prioritizing quick wins to build momentum. The solution lies in completion consciousness, deliberately finishing what you start. Choose one significant task weighing on you and commit to 100% completion. Not good enough for now, but genuinely done. Each completed task releases dopamine that creates positive momentum. We've been sold a lie that motivation must precede action. We wait to feel like doing something, believing inspiration strikes like lightning. This keeps us trapped. The truth flips everything. Action creates motivation. Stephen King writes every morning, regardless of how he feels. By showing up consistently, he's trained his mind to produce on command, rather than waiting for the perfect emotional state. This challenges emotional reasoning, the flawed belief that feelings should guide decisions. When you think, "I don't feel motivated, so I should wait," you're permitting endless procrastination. Your feelings aren't reliable indicators of what you should do. Beginning a task activates dormant reward centers in your brain. Once engaged, dopamine and other neurochemicals create satisfaction and drive. These chemicals aren't prerequisites for starting, they're rewards for having started. Try the 5-minute rule. Commit to just 5 minutes on a dreaded task. This minimal commitment circumvents your brain's resistance. Once engaged, you'll typically find the task less unpleasant than anticipated, and momentum makes continuing easier. Procrastination isn't a discipline problem. It's a misguided attempt to optimize your emotional state before acting. When you lack clarity, your mind creates resistance. You procrastinate not from laziness, but from confusion. Your brain craves certainty. Without it, avoidance becomes the default. Three forms of clarity are essential: clarity of purpose, why a task matters, clarity of outcome, what success looks like, and clarity of method, the specific steps required. Notice how procrastination dissolves when you gain clarity. That avoided report becomes manageable when you define its purpose, visualize the finished product, and outline necessary steps. This explains why breaking complex projects into smaller tasks works. Each subtask provides clarity, prompting engagement rather than avoidance. Sometimes, clarity reveals certain tasks shouldn't be done at all. They don't align with priorities or have become irrelevant. This isn't procrastination, it's discernment. True productivity means doing the right things, not everything. For important tasks, clarity becomes your most powerful tool. Before beginning significant projects, articulate the purpose, visualize completion, and map your approach. This establishes conditions that make sustained action possible. When procrastinating, ask, why does this matter? What will success look like? How exactly will I approach this? The answers often provide the momentum needed to begin. The average person checks their phone 96 times daily, once every 10 minutes. Each notification delivers a dopamine hit that rewires your brain to crave constant stimulation, making focused work increasingly difficult. This overstimulation fuels procrastination. Your mind, accustomed to constant novelty, perceives important but less stimulating tasks as aversive. The quarterly report can't compete with social media's dopamine rush. Each distraction creates attentional residue, lingering thoughts that contaminate your focus when you return to work. The solution begins with environment design. Work with your phone in another room. Use website blockers during focused sessions. Work offline when possible, especially during peak productivity hours. Protect your morning. Starting with emails or social media primes your brain for distraction. Lowering your stimulation level will initially feel uncomfortable. This discomfort isn't a problem, it's necessary recalibration. With consistent practice, your capacity for deep focus gradually rebuilds, and previously unbearable tasks become engaging. Behind much procrastination lies an unacknowledged fear, discovering your limitations. By postponing important work, you preserve the comforting possibility that you could excel if only you tried. Actually doing the work risks confirming inadequacy. Even Jodie Foster and Meryl Streep have admitted feeling like frauds despite extraordinary achievements. The difference between high achievers and chronic procrastinators isn't the absence of fear, but their response to it. Successful people feel inadequacy, but act anyway. Procrastinators let fear paralyze them. Feelings of inadequacy are nearly universal and aren't evidence of incompetence. They're indicators you care about quality. Research shows self-compassion increases motivation and resilience, creating psychological safety that makes risk-taking possible. See yourself as a learner rather than a finished product. Adding yet to statements of inadequacy, I'm not good enough at this, yet, shifts focus from fixed judgment to growth potential. This makes beginning less threatening as imperfection becomes expected. Taking action requires recognizing tasks are rarely as difficult as imagined. Ask, what's the worst that could realistically happen? Often, the consequences of imperfect performance are far less severe than continued avoidance. The only moment you can act is now, not after you feel ready, not when conditions are perfect. Procrastination isn't a character flaw, it's a system failure. Your brain runs outdated software, your environment invites distraction, and motivation arrives only after you begin. Start with one deliberate choice. Close a single loop today. Pick one avoided task and finish it completely. Feel the relief. Notice how that small victory creates momentum. Build systems that make productivity your default state. create routines that bypass decision-making, design environments that remove friction from important work while adding friction to distractions. When you stumble, respond with curiosity rather than criticism. You're not eliminating procrastination forever. You're building the capacity to recognize it quickly, understand its message, and return to meaningful action. Each time you choose immediate action over comfortable postponement, you become someone who follows through. The life you want isn't waiting for you to feel ready. It's waiting for you to begin.